Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. My name is Ben. This is the fourth Thursday in the season of Lent in the church calendar, leading to Easter and the resurrection of Jesus. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Thank you for your support. benwardmusic.com/donate. Well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big and my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Will I wake up in the night and feel the dark? So hot inside my soul, I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than take what you give that I need. And I beat my head against so many walls. Now I'm falling down, I'm falling on my knees. Well, the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn, and your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been my King of glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? I'm singing, hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. I'm singing, hold me, Jesus, I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? You have been my King of glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Thank you, Lord, that you are our Prince of Peace. Hold us, Jesus. Hold us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen up to my neck. I am sinking in deep mire. and there is no firm ground for my feet. I have calm and deep waters, and the torrent washes over me. I have grown weary with my crying, my throat is inflamed, my eyes have failed from looking for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. My lying foes who would destroy me are mighty. Must I then give back what I never stole? O God, you know my foolishness, and my faults are not hidden from you. Let not those who hope in you be put to shame through me, Lord God of hosts. Let not those who seek you be disgraced because of me, O God of Israel. Surely for your sake have I suffered reproach, and shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my own kindred, an alien to my mother's children. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. The scorn of those who scorn you has fallen upon me. I humbled myself with fasting, but that was turned to my reproach. I put on sackcloth also and became a byword among them. Those who sit at the gate murmur against me, and the drunkards make songs about me. But as for me, this is my prayer to you at the time you have set, O Lord. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help. Save me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Let me be rescued from those who hate me and out of the deep waters. Let not the torrent of waters wash over me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit shut its mouth upon me. Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind, and your great compassion turn to me. Hide not your face from your servant. Be swift and answer me, for I am in distress. Draw near to me and redeem me, because of my enemies deliver me. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all in your sight. Reproach has broken my heart, and it cannot be healed. I looked for sympathy, but there was none, for comforters, but I could find no one. They gave me gall to eat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink. As for me, I am afflicted and in pain. Your help, O God, will lift me up on high. I will praise the name of God in song. I will proclaim his greatness with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an offering of oxen, more than bullocks with horns and hoofs. The afflicted shall see and be glad. You who seek God, your heart shall live. For the Lord listens to the needy, and his prisoners he does not despise. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the seas and all that moves in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. They shall live there and have it in possession. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell therein.
My comforter, Holy Spirit, you're my comforter. You surround me now, you surround me now, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, 27 through 9, 1. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets."
He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples, and he said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power."
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, this fourth Thursday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace?
You can lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Start with your own heart. Joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations, lay it all before Jesus. He cares about you. Sit before him now.
Holy Spirit, you're our comforter. Holy Spirit, you're our comforter.
family, extended family, immediate family, whatever that means in your life today. Say their names now. Lift up their needs. Comforter, Holy Spirit, you're our comforter.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, pray for your enemies now. Bless those who curse you. It changes you, it changes them, it changes the circumstance, it changes the world. Let's pray for the conflicts around the world, governments collapsing, Haiti, the Israel-Gaza conflict. Pray for the peace. Pray for peacemakers. Pray for the end to suffering on all sides. Pray that the Holy Spirit would bring His comfort, His clarity, His power to bear in all of these conflicts, all of this violence, all of this suffering, that it would end. And the justice and the mercy of the Lord of heaven and earth would prevail.
Holy Spirit, you're our comforter. Holy Spirit, you're our comforter.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is your comforter. Be comforted. Receive comfort. Give comfort as He does to you. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. My name is Ben Ward. Steady Stream is my nonprofit, which I teach, lead prayer. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. We need you and we thank you. Bye-bye.